is the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Sitting in for Dr. Mohler today, Russell Moore. Dr. Moore is Dean of the School of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and Director of the Carl Henry Institute for Evangelical Engagement. Now, here's your host for today, Dr. Russell Moore.
In the 1990s, the Christian Coalition was at the top of its game. Christian Coalition was putting out voter guides in churches and really making a wave in American political discourse. Today, Ralph Reed is looking for a job. The former executive director of the Christian Coalition lost the Georgia primary for lieutenant governor. And there are some who are saying that's not just an isolated event. Some are saying that the religious right is over and there may be something new to take its place. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. And today we are talking about Christian social engagement. What does it look like? What should it look like? There are some who are saying there's a new Christian left, not just a Christian left, an evangelical left, where evangelicals are concerned about all kinds of things, economic issues, environmental issues, and from a decidedly liberal point of view, or at least what we would have labeled liberal previously. Some of the leaders of this movement are saying it's not liberal, it's biblical. What I want to talk to you about today is religion and politics, evangelicals and political and cultural engagement. Have we been too shackled to the religious right? And if so, is the religious left a possibility? Is it a direction that we ought to look at and to possibly follow? And I will have on the broadcast today Tony Campolo, who is a very controversial and very spirited speaker. I have to tell you, Tony Campolo and I disagree on a lot of things, but I don't think there is a better communicator in the world. I think I would rather listen to Tony Campolo speak than almost anybody, even if I disagree with everything he has to say. So I am excited to talk to Tony Campolo today about these issues. Dr. Campolo, of course, is professor emeritus at Eastern University, and he is the founder of the Evangelical Association for the Promotion of Education. It's an organization that develops school and social programs all over the world in third world countries. And he, of course, is one of the most prolific writers and speech makers in all of American evangelicalism. So we will look forward to talking to Dr. Campolo in just a moment. Before we do, in the news, Israel, of course, is amassing an army on the border of Lebanon. It certainly looks like this could emerge into a ground war very soon. And I've been calling all of us to prayer all week long for this situation. And I really think that's what all of us need to be doing. Regardless of where we stand on what Israel should be doing and what Lebanon should be doing, let's be in prayer for the churches that are there in northern Israel and in Lebanon. Let's be in prayer for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Israel and in Lebanon. And let's be in prayer for all of the people there who are really suffering through what could be a very, very awful experience in the days to come. Also, the New York Times is reporting that because of religious liberty concerns, school schedules are looking very different these days in the United States of America, so that school systems are often asking individual schools to respect all the faith traditions, Sikhism, Islam, Buddhism, Judaism, Hinduism, Christianity, so that often what this looks like, the New York Times says, is that students get to choose the days in which they are going to be off, so that you can no longer have a holiday, per se. You now have instead students individually choosing what day best reflects their faith tradition. Also, the lesbian couple whose lawsuit led to same-sex marriage in Massachusetts have announced that they are separating, and they now plan to divorce. And tonight, ABC News plans to air a broadcast about divorce wars, in which ABC News really shows that the War of the Roses, that old 1989 movie with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner battling it out, really is kind of close to reality in a lot of homes, where you have spouses, not only do they allow hatred to build up in their homes to such a point that they hate one another, they're actually committing violence against one another. One more reason why we ought to be concerned about the divorce rate, not just in society, but in our own churches. We need to be praying for and seeking the peace of Christ in our homes. And in the most bizarre news item, I think, of the day, the Associated Press is reporting that Stephen Turnage, in a chicken suit, standing in the city heat in 105-degree heat, says that, you know what, it is hard standing out in a chicken suit trying to get people to come in and eat fried chicken. He says he's being harassed. People are throwing frozen drinks. People are igniting bottle rockets against him. And the quote, I think, it really says it all, is this. Turnage says, it's challenging. You've got to be very dedicated and have a high tolerance for heat. You almost have to have a calling from the Lord to do this kind of work. Maybe so. The religious right. You don't hear as much about it these days as you did even 2 years ago. And when you do, there's now an alternative. There are more and more people who are saying, you know what, Christians have been too enslaved, not just to the Republican Party, but to conservatism itself, and we need to broaden our understanding of the issues beyond the life issue, the abortion issue, which has really, I think, been preeminent in evangelical Christian concerns for a long time. There are some who are saying we need to broaden our concern for life away from the abortion issue and also include all kinds of other economic and social issues, which will lead us into a more liberal direction. What do you think? We're going to be talking about this with Tony Campolo and also with Senator Sam Brownback in just a few moments. But first, we have on the line Dr. Tony Campolo. Tony, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Hey, it's good to be on your show. I've been on it before. I like your show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to have you here. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, I read everything you write and listen to everything you say that I can get a hold of, even though I don't agree with you a whole lot on a lot of things. But what I want to know,
We do agree about Jesus.
We do agree about Jesus.
And that's why we listen to each other.
That's right. What do you think about the religious right these days?
Well, I think to make Jesus either a Republican or a Democrat is idolatry.
Agreed.
It's recasting Jesus in our own image. We can't do that. We can't make Jesus into what we are. And to a large degree, I feel the Republican Party, particularly under Karl Rove, has engineered a process whereby he says to be evangelical is to be Republican. I think that Jesus transcends both political parties and is angry with policies in each of them and is happy with policies in each of them. When anybody asks me if I'm a Democrat or Republican or a liberal or conservative, I have to ask on which issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you come to the abortion issue, I'm going to be a conservative.
Right.
But if you're going to deal with poverty issues, that's where I begin to say the government needs to be doing more. Presently, the federal budget has allotted less than 0.4%. I didn't say 1%, 0.4%. I said less than 0.4% to address such concerns as AIDS in Africa, such concerns as poverty in the world. President Bush has strongly advocated doubling the amount, but the conservatives in Congress have opposed that. I'm with Bush on this one. I think we need to be concerned about the environment in a deeper way than we should be. Here's the important thing, that when you deal with poverty, there isn't a Christian, right, left, middle, who will deny that Jesus calls upon us to respond to the needs of the poor. There are 2,000 verses of Scripture that call upon us to respond to the needs of the poor.
Agreed.
How we do that is up for discussion. What's the role of government? What's the role of the church? That's up for discussion.
I'm so glad you said that, Tony, because I agree with you, and I think that's where the religious right went off track a little bit, you know, putting out voter guides that gave the Christian view of a balanced budget amendment or a line item veto. But that's also where I think the Christian left is going off the tracks right now. There are so many people saying, you know, the Bible says respond to poverty. That means a government response to poverty in this particular way. Don't you think that that's problematic?
Well, I think that the Bible gives us a sense that both those who are the people of God, that is, who are committed to the Christian tradition in our sense, have an obligation. But I think the Bible is pretty clear that the government has an obligation. In Isaiah, the 10th chapter, the first and second verses, particularly in the New Jerusalem translation, we see that the Scripture says that legislators are held responsible for whether or not they provided for the care of the orphan and the widow. And the prophet says, woe unto you legislators who passed unjust laws that denied the help that was needed for the poor and for the widow, for the orphan. What will you say on the day of judgment? What will you say on the day of the Lord? I could give you many passages which, in fact, call government to responsibility. As a matter of fact, I would say that the church really doesn't have any right to speak to the government until the church does what God has called the church to do.
Agreed on that, too. We're agreeing too much, Tony, but I think we're going to disagree when we come back from this break, because what I think is that you've got a lot of very important issues that we can agree or disagree on, but I think right now, at this time in history, the life issue, particularly the abortion issue, is the biggest issue, and it trumps every other concern, in my mind at least. I don't know if you agree with me or not, but we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. We're talking about the evangelical left and Christian social engagement. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler. We'll be right back with Tony Campolo. This is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. It doesn't seem like this land was made for you and me when we disagree on so many things in American society right now, on really some of the most fundamental issues. Have with me on the line our guest, Tony Campolo. Everybody knows who Tony Campolo is, if you're in any way familiar with evangelical Christianity. And if you're familiar with Tony Campolo, you know he's been very critical of kind of your typical conservative evangelicalism when it comes to political issues. And what I want to say today, and I want to ask Dr. Campolo about in just a moment, is this. I think that you have many issues that we can disagree on. As Christians, as evangelicals, we can say, you know, the Bible calls us to care for the poor. The Bible doesn't tell us how much government ought to be doing to care for the poor. I think we can all agree on that. Therefore, I think it's dangerous to take a Bible verse and attach it to any specific government program for the poor, in the same way that I think it would be dangerous to take a Bible verse and try to attach it to any specific legislation affirming gun rights, for instance. But I think the Bible is very clear when it comes to the government keeping its Romans 13 responsibility to wield the sword only against evildoers, and that's why I think the abortion issue right now is the preeminent issue. And so, whereas I disagree with President Bush on all kinds of things, I think the abortion issue is most important. That's what I'm most concerned about right now. And frankly, even the conversation that we've had this week on research on embryonic stem cells really brings that home. You have the danger of really exiling an entire category of person in the United States of America to the category of non-person. And that's why I think the life issue is more important than any of these other issues. And that's why I would rather vote for a candidate I disagree with on poverty and I disagree with on the environment, but who I agree with on the life issue. Tony, do you think I'm right on that?
I think you've got a strong point. However, I want to point out something to you. We cannot solve this problem on the political level alone.
Agreed. And
you would agree with that.
Absolutely.
If you check the statistics, the proportion of women over the age of 30 that were having abortions in 1950 before Roe versus Wade pretty much approximates what it is now. The thing is that abortions are there even when they're illegal.
Wait, now, Tony, are you taking the pro-choice line now?
Yeah, now, let me get to it. Here's the point I want to address. What we have to recognize is that every sociological study that's done on abortion point out that economic issues determine whether or not abortions go up or down. When the economy is good, the abortion rate goes down. You can't expect the abortion rate to go down unless you provide daycare for mothers who want to have their children, unless you raise the minimum wage so that pregnant women who are at the bottom level of the economic ladder are able to support their children for the first time. We haven't raised the minimum wage in 12 years, which means that people really have less buying power. Women get pregnant, And she says, I can't economically handle this. I don't have daycare. I don't have hospitalization. And I don't have a minimum wage that's decent. I contend that the conservative political movement has, in fact, stood against raising the minimum wage. I can show you that empirically. That has contributed greatly to abortions. I can show you that the political right has opposed daycare for children. And the reality is that that would facilitate having children. And then, of course, the hospitalization thing. I mean, the religious right joined with the insurance companies and went ballistic when they tried to have universal health care.
I think you're wrong on that, Tony. I mean, I think you're right that many people oppose. I oppose universal government paid daycare, and I don't think that. I don't think that you can say our denial of personhood to the unborn can be solved simply by pouring more government money into government programs. Don't you think there's a fundamental moral problem here?
We're going to say something together. We're going to say there has to be a political solution, a number one, if for no other reason than to send the message. But we also have to recognize that we must make it economically viable for pregnant women to have children when they are coming from the poor sector of the society.
Okay, so Tony, if you have to choose between a candidate who says, I want to support legal abortion and have universal daycare and high minimum wage and so forth and so forth and so forth, and a candidate who says, I don't support universal health care, I don't support a higher minimum wage, but I support the right to life for the unborn, who are you going to choose?
I'm going to choose the one that will, in fact, cut the abortion rate the greatest. And I would have to say you will have to do some empirical studies, and if you do, you will find that economic factors influence the situation more than political factors. And that's why I would, in fact, say I would be for a pro-life candidate who also embraces the things that I just stated, that there should be hospital coverage for women who want to have babies, that there should be daycare for those babies, that there should be, in fact, a raising of the minimum wage so that women that have to work, which is more than 60% of those who are in the poor end of the economic ladder, that these people will be cared for. Why do we have to go either or?
Well, because most American voters right now do have to go either or.
And I agree that both of these things must be dealt with simultaneously.
Because I don't think you're right. I don't think that the government has the responsibility to provide for universal daycare. I don't think that's the way you're going to solve the problem.
Factors influence the whole problem.
And I think also...
Wait, I'm going to answer on that. Do you really think that economic factors are irrelevant?
Oh, no. I think economic factors are very relevant.
I agree that we must attack the problem economically, and we must do it politically simultaneously.
Yeah, but I don't think I agree with your economic proposals to do it. Okay. I think, for instance, saying to women, we're going to allow you to put your children into a daycare system where someone else can raise them, I don't think that addresses the issue of life.
Okay, well, you go from raising the minimum wage.
I think that's something, Tony, you can't say that we have a Bible verse. We don't have a Bible verse that tells us that a specific legislative proposal.
With no hospital coverage, and then get angry with them when they illegally seek abortions. I think that's illogical.
Well, it sounds to me, Tony, like we're dealing with an issue of who a person is, and this really is, I think, comparable to the slavery debate.
I'm not saying on the legal issue. I'm saying, why don't you go with the economic issue?
Because, Tony,
why do conservatives back off when it costs a dollar? If a human life is worth something, you should be willing to put up the money
It doesn't seem to me, Tony, like the great society has solved the abortion issue.
I'm not talking about the great society. I'm talking about the minimum wage and health coverage. I'm not talking about the...
You're the great society on steroids.
The programs failed. We're talking about something else here.
Well, what do you think? Do you think that the life issue trumps every other issue? I do. I think the government has a responsibility to wield the sword against evildoers, not against innocent unborn children. I think even if we disagree on the minimum wage, even if we disagree on universal health care, we ought to agree on who a person is and that the right to life is the most important issue we have to face. Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Let me know what you think. I'd like to thank Tony Campolo, my guest, who is as spirited and fiery as ever. I admire his guts and I admire his courage, but I don't think he's right. I don't think that first you address economic issues, although I agree. Economic issues are important. Cultural issues are important. Throwing money is not the answer. Changing a government into a government that protects and values life That's, I think, our first priority and our top priority. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler. We're talking about the religious right, the religious left, and where do we go from here? This is the Albert Mohler Program.
I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
I think that's what Tony Campolo's selling. And the evangelical liberals, some oceanfront property in Arizona, along with the Golden Gate Bridge and everything else. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we're talking today about the evangelical left and the life issue. You know what? I probably agree with Tony Campolo on a lot of economic issues. And frankly, I do think the economic issue is very important in this. The fact that you no longer have, in most of the United States, a strong family wage in which you can have one household earner, I think that is very significant. But I think that's a cultural issue before it's an economic issue, and I think funding, pouring money into more and more government programs, that will not bring down the abortion rate, especially when what's fueling the abortion rate is often covetousness. What's fueling it is a sense in which the person sees himself as the one who is driving someone to abortion, or herself as the one who is getting the abortion, as completely autonomous. I think that what we need and what we should all be able to agree on as Christians is that the government has a biblical responsibility, Romans 13, to protect the innocent and not to execute the innocent. Frankly, Paul says that Caesar wields the sword. In the United States of America, Caesar, that's you and me. It's the Republic. We're responsible for what is going on in these abortion mills all over this country. And I think right now, that is the most significant issue. That is something that all of us as Christians ought to be able to agree on. I think the religious right is often wrong on some of the prescriptions that they have. I think the religious left is even more wrong, because what they're saying is we ought to broaden the debate out beyond single-issue politics. And what that means is we ought to minimize the abortion issue, so that you ought to have, you hear what Tony Campolo said, you have a candidate who supports the abortion of the unborn but supports the economic program you have, and then you have another candidate who is pro-life but he's not where you are economically. He says you ought to vote or the candidate that has the best economic program. I completely disagree. I think that if I had a choice between a candidate that I agreed with on everything else except for the life of the unborn and a candidate that I disagreed with on everything but that, I'm voting for the pro-life candidate. As a matter of fact, I am not voting for a pro-choice candidate for anything, because the candidate's position on abortion tells me that candidate's character and integrity and worldview. And if I can't trust him or if I can't trust her on that issue, then how can I trust that candidate to decide whether or not to send troops into battle? How can I trust that candidate to come up with an economic platform? I can't. So I'm voting for a pro-life candidate, even if that is the only area of agreement that I have with that candidate. And one of the things that I think Tony Campolo is right about, he says we shouldn't be dupes of the Republican Party. Agreed. I agree with that. I'm outraged by the Republican pro-life candidates who voted to experiment on the corpses of unborn babies this past week. I'm outraged by that, and we ought to all be outraged by that, and we shouldn't simply say, oh, well, he has an R after his name, therefore he's okay. But I think the evangelical left is doing exactly the same thing that it criticizes the right of, which is becoming dupes of a political party, becoming an interest group of a political party, the Democratic Party. I think we ought to stand back and say, no, let's look beyond these partisan labels to what is really important. And what's really important, I think, is the life issue. More important than anything else. I think we can disagree on all kinds of things, but we have to agree on that. What do you think? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and I want to hear from you. Would you rather vote for a pro-life candidate that you disagree with on everything, or for a pro-choice candidate that agrees with agrees with everything with you but that. You may call 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and we'll find out. We have John on the line listening on XM Radio calling from Jefferson, New Jersey. John, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Dr. Moore, thank you very much for taking my call.
I'm glad
and
to.
I got to tell you, I couldn't agree with you more on the way you put it with the issues that we're dealing with socially, politically, economically. And real briefly, I guess, you know, the Bible says, God says, my ways are not your ways.
Mm-hmm.
And when we start to look at these social issues through a logical, secular-based point of view, it's just, you know, you're going to get out of God's will and you're going to head in the wrong direction. So we need to put it in his hands. We need to trust that he's going to take care of us economically. We need to make the right social decisions in his will according to the biblical standard.
All right. What do you think? Do you think the life issue is the most important issue out there right now? Would you rather vote for a pro-life candidate that you disagreed with on everything else, or with a pro-choice candidate who's good on the economic and foreign policy issues? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mueller, and this is the Albert Mueller Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mueller, and we're talking today about the evangelical left and the abortion issue. And, you know, what I want to say is I agree with a lot of the things that some evangelical liberals have to say about the economic problems in the United States of America. But where I disagree with them is that I think the preeminent role of government is defending the defenseless, defending life, exercising the sword against evildoers and not against the innocent. And that's why I think the abortion issue is the most important issue right now. Let me take that back. Not the abortion issue, the life issue. And some of our friends on the evangelical left would say, you know, the problem is that you've been single issue voters for too long. In one sense, I agree with them on that. Because I think for too long, we've defined pro-life as simply anti-abortion. So that you have some of these senators this past week, Republican pro-life, quote-unquote, senators, who oppose abortion but who voted for embryonic stem cell research. And you think, you know, shouldn't we have a life ethic that is so comprehensive that we understand the dignity of unborn human life, of innocent human life, is something that is important regardless of whether or not we get a medical benefit from it? What do you think? Is the abortion issue the most important issue to you as you go to vote, as you think about candidates? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and I would be glad to talk to you. We have Fritz on the line. Fritz, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Thanks, Dr. Moore. I agree with you. It is the most important issue. I also agree with the liberals on a lot of the liberal evangelicals on a lot of what the problems are.
Sure.
So where I take issue with Dr. Campolo is that the solution is not more government. But I can give Dr. Campolo what the solution is, or what at least part of the solution is in terms of the economic problems, and that is a lot of people don't realize that for what we spend, Christians spend in soft drinks now, we spend $20 billion a year in soft drinks, we can feed every single starving person on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Not talking in the United States, on the planet,
mm-hmm.
for an entire year. So that doesn't even include things like Starbucks,
mm-hmm.
things like cable TV. You know, a lot of the things that we consider necessities, if we did without them, just the Christians in the United States, we could end poverty, we could end the lack of education, we could end a lot of things over the entire world. So the solution is not more government, it's more Christian charity. And that really comes down to each and every one of us.
Yeah, and I think it's not just individual Christian love and charity. I think it is church government, church love, church charity, so that churches are modeling what it means to care for, as James says, the widows and the orphans. I think that we need to make sure that we as churches are taking care of, for instance, unwed mothers. You know, Tony Campolo mentions the very real economic problems that accompany unwed mothers. I agree. I think that you have a lot of churches, for instance, that have daycare centers. And so often these churches will say, this is a ministry that we have to the working poor in our communities. Okay, if it's a ministry, then do it for free. And do it only for unwed working mothers and find ways to help these unwed working mothers, not just with the economic issues, but also with, for instance, providing male role models for their children. You know, there are all kinds of things that we as churches need to be thinking through, and I'm afraid the kind of Tony Campolo response, which is, let's LBJ, great society, big government in a big way, I think that often, even though I think it doesn't work. I mean, if you want to see how great society liberalism works, then go to a housing project in any urban city in the United States of America. That is not progress. That is not success. It doesn't work. But even if it did, I think we have to say sometimes simply looking to the government and saying we're going to rely on the government to take care of the widows and the orphans, it almost is a way we can relieve our own consciences to say, I don't have the responsibility to take care of widows and orphans. I don't have the responsibility to do these things. But what the Bible very clearly says, the Bible never tells us that we have a government mandate to take care of child care or to take care of universal health insurance. I mean, we may say the Bible allows that. We may say it's a good idea, but the Bible doesn't mandate it. We can agree on that. But the Bible does mandate the protection of the innocent. The prophets that Tony Campolo mentioned, the bloodshed of the innocent is something that God says through the prophets is something that offends him. Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. The evangelical liberals are saying, you know, we need to broaden out from the abortion issue. And I say, no, we need to actually narrow down a little bit to the abortion issue and say, we need to understand this is the most important thing, even when we disagree on economic issues and foreign policy issues and what have you. This is the most important issue. Give me a call. Let me know what you think at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And we have David on the line who is listening in Tampa, Florida on WTBN. David, are you there? I think we lost you in the lightning storm here around my studio. He is gone. But we have Gilly on the line. Gilly, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Hello. I just wanted to make a comment about Tony Campolo's statement about poor not having insurance. I work at a pregnancy resource center downtown, and the poor, they are covered by insurance, at least here in Kentucky. It's that middle-income young married couple who doesn't have insurance. And I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're a young married couple, if you've got a husband who's working and you try to apply for a passport or WIC, you have a very difficult time doing that.
Okay.
So it's, you know, there is a real concerted effort to keep women and men unmarried and, keep those abortions coming. It's a moneymaker, and we have to admit that.
All right, what do you think? Is the abortion issue, the sanctity of unborn human life, does that trump everything else for you when it comes to choosing a candidate? It does for me. I'll vote for a pro-life candidate that I disagree with on everything else if the alternative is someone who will say to me, you know, I'm going to solve the economic problems, but I think, you know, the unborn child is a fetus, not a person. What do you think? Am I right or am I wrong? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We're talking about abortion, evangelical social engagement, and the evangelical left. And this is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
Establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense. Promote the general welfare at hand. Secure the blessings of liberty. To ourselves and our posterity do ordain.
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. It's a preamble to the United States Constitution, and I think that is what we should be concerned about, providing for the common defense, promoting the general welfare, and claiming the blessings of liberty, not just for us, but for our posterity. I think we need to be concerned above all things right now with the key issue on the table, which is, are we going to have the government wielding the sword against the innocent, against unborn babies, or not? I think that trumps every other concern. I agree with a lot of the economic issues that are raised by somebody like a Tony Campola. I agree with a lot of his solutions, too, sometimes. But I don't think that any of those things rises to the level of the abortion issue. We have John on the line listening in Boone, Iowa on KFFF. John, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Hi, Dr. Moore.
Good to have
you with
us today. Doing great. What's your thought today?
Well, I would like to make the connection between the pro-life position and Christian stewardship because of a right belief in God's creation.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see the connection?
Well, I see the connection is that those whose worldview is that we are simply animals produced by random chance don't see a need to conserve or steward what God has given us. But as Christians, because he created us in his image, we should want to take care of every part of his creation, including, as you rightly said, the innocent unborn.
John, you know, I think you are exactly right. I think that there is a connection there, which is why I think the kind of the environmentalist groups coming into league with the pro-abortion groups is something that I think is completely incoherent. Somebody who really cares about creation, somebody who's going to care for creation, is somebody who sees himself as in the image of God protecting the garden that God has given to us, which means that we don't destroy innocent life. We don't wipe out the image of God found in others, including the unborn. I think the real question here that we have to ask, first and foremost, when we're dealing with issues of left and right, and of politics, of culture, the key issue is that very issue that Jesus raised a long time ago when he said, who is his neighbor? Who is my neighbor? That's the key question I think we have to be asking, and I think what we need to be thinking about is the fact that there are unborn children, there are neighbors. And that is the key and most important issue on the table today, wherever you are on the political spectrum. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmohler.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmohler.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. For the land of